The arguments continue today about whether the government should spend €9 million on mobile phone pouches for school students. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has written to the Taoiseach calling for the withdrawal of the proposal, which she described as a scandalous waste of public money. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has defended the plan, saying that young people do better academically and socially when their phones are locked away. The row was raised at Leaders' Questions in the Dáil by Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty.
Minister, if you want to ban mobile phones, tell the kids to leave them in their pockets. Don't be spending €9 million on pouches. It makes no sense at a time when schools are struggling, when mental health is struggling. And you dress this up as something that it is not. Do you seriously think that any child who is self-harming at this point in time and who can't get the support through the mental health services, where they are underfunded right across the state, that the priority for those parents is a phone pouch? You're living in cloud cuckoo land if you genuinely believe this. So I say to you now, just like the bike shed, just like the security hub, stop the waste. Fund proper services. Put the €9 million, if you want, into the services that parents are demanding, screaming out for in mental health. Therapists, people who can see them, instead of waiting not only for months, but in some cases for years, to see a practitioner.
It's again your populist politics driven by anger, a shallow attack on an initiative that will make a difference. And this is part of a wider wellbeing and mental health policy in schools. And if you looked at all the international research from the UN and others, this makes a difference when it's being introduced. Smartphone bans in schools has an impact on young people's mental health. And just as I've said previously, an investment in children's welfare, in mental health and in well-being in schools is not a waste of money. And Minister Butler, who's beside me here, has secured record funding over the last 5 years, a 43% increase in mental health funding for our mental health services right across the country.
And that was Jack Chambers responding to Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty in the Dáil a little while ago. So what do teachers think? Trina Golden is the principal of the Educate Together primary school in Carrigaline in County Cork. She's been giving her reaction to our reporter, Laura Whelan.
I think the decision shows what we value as a society, as an education system, and what this government values in terms of the needs in education. It's not about the phone pouches. It's not about the €9 million in a large surplus. €9 million shouldn't be a make or break. But this is breaking point for a lot of people in our education system, because what we didn't have is the funding to reduce class sizes, the funding we needed for special education supports, the funding to keep the lights on in our schools. So the €9 million is a symptom of a problem. It's not the problem in itself, but it's a problem of how we value education and what our priorities are.
And Trina, what about the point, I suppose, that the government might make that, you know, the use of phones, certainly at secondary school, and the rise of cyberbullying is a problem, and that this might be a way of tackling that?
There's no question the use of phones with their youth is something we need to be exploring. And it's something that we do need a system-wide plan for. But that's a plan that involves society. It involves parents. It involves access to apps. Most of the issues that come around with cyberbullying, they're not happening in our schools. They're not happening when the phone is asked to be turned off in a bag in school. They're happening outside of school. That's the time that the highest level of cyberbullying occurs. So this is it's not a solution to the issue. It's maybe a plaster for certain situations. And it's not that there's no value in that, but we are putting it above absolute necessities. And we have necessities in our school right now that are not being met.
And as a principal of a primary school yourself, Trina, what are the issues? Like, what do you think the government could have better prioritised in this budget?
The immediate option, without, you know, it's not headline grabbing. It's not probably something that will come up much in the election. But capitation funding for primary schools is completely inadequate. We've just come back to the level we were pre-recession. And if you want to think back on what costs were at that stage and look at the costs now, principals are floundering trying to deal with school finances at primary level. We cannot keep the lights on without fundraising. We cannot keep the heating on without fundraising. We have an entire new curriculum being introduced, a maths curriculum to be introduced this year, and there is zero funding for resources.
That was Trina Golden, who's the principal of Ona Bui Educate Together, a primary school in Cork. She was talking to Laura Whelan. Joining us now is Kieran Christie. He's General Secretary of the Secondary Teachers Union, the ASTI. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
I think all of us over the past 24 hours or so have learnt more about these pouches than we could ever have imagined possible. What do you believe their use is, or do you believe they're necessary?
Well, I was at a training event this morning and I met several teachers who told me that they have good arrangements in place already in the schools to manage the mobile phone issue. And all they see with this new initiative by the minister is more administration and more bureaucracy coming their way with no discernible improvement in the outcomes in their school. So essentially, the minister is spending quite an amount of money solving a problem that's already under control. And I think she'd have been better if she had exercised her concern by engaging with the stakeholders and schools to discuss the issue before splashing this enormous amount of cash.
So when the minister says that this remains a very serious problem, a problem that has a huge impact on students who, as we know, do better when they can't access their phones, is she wrong?
No, there is an issue to be addressed in every school around the usage of mobile phones. Nobody's denying that. That's something that has built up across the past decade. But there are more significant biting priorities, quite frankly, in our cash-strapped schools, around classroom materials, heat and light, buses for football matches, special education was mentioned there by one of your previous contributors. The mental health issue, it's been as portrayed as a mental health issue. If you want to deal with mental health issues, you should restore and improve the pastoral support mechanisms that are in schools, not splash 9 million euro on pouches that are unnecessary in the vast majority of schools. I beg your pardon?
No, sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to make the point that, for instance, guidance and counselling has been inadequate and emasculated going back to as far as 2008, slowly being rebuilt, but still not nearly where it needs to be. And that's the kind of provision, where guidance and counselors will support students in this area and also to make informed decisions and choices about their future learning and working lives and all the rest of it. That's the kind of resources that would be much more better addressed, and don't get me started on the recruitment and retention crisis and all the rest.
Oh, listen, we've had an awful lot of discussions about that one and we won't go there today. But just listening back earlier to some of what the minister said yesterday, she argued that the total education budget is massive. It's almost 12 billion euro and that this expenditure on mobile phone pouches, it forms a relatively small part of that.
Yeah, I watched her make that point and the thought that crossed my mind is, yes, there's upwards of 12 billion going to be invested in education this year, but we have no scope for wastage. And the truth of the matter is that, there are, as I said earlier on, far more significant, far more deep, far more biting priorities than this one. And yet it seemed to be the headline in terms of the presentation by the minister yesterday and indeed in the minister's budget speech the previous day.
Do you think then that the government should think again on this one and that they should withdraw this proposal and maybe spend the money elsewhere?
I think they should reallocate the funds, certainly. And I think that, they should, rather than adopting distracting measures like this and highlighting them as the next best thing to the sliced pan, they should be engaging with stakeholders around the question that's at the heart of this, but also the deeper questions in relation to all the issues that arise in relation to mental health of students and so on a more serious rather than this rather superficial level.
Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime. Now we're going to stay